It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and for that introduction. And thank you very much, Leland, my spiritual grandson there, for that song. We need to see a change, and we need to see a change in America. I'm not talking about politically. I'm not talking about any political party. I'm talking about a change in the atmosphere of this nation, and that will come from the church. The church must give direction. When our nation was founded, it was started. Everything started from the church. For over 100 years, children went to school in the church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then they would go to church on Sunday, and the week would be set in motion by the man of God, by the preacher of God. And Yale and Harvard and those Ivy League schools were started to prepare people, young men and young ladies, to preach the gospel. How far we have fallen, how far we have drifted away from the course that God set this nation on. But everything is not lost. There is still hope. We are the hope of this nation, the church of the living God. And so today's going to be a wonderful day. It's a day of intercession. Deborah Davenport is joining us, and we're just going to intercede together today as the Holy Spirit directs. I believe that revival has begun in America. I believe the eyes of the Lord run to and fro up and down the earth, seeking for an occasion to show himself strong, a place to deposit his glory, and his glory is the manifested presence of God. And so today we welcome you to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. in. And so thankful to have you listening in. And not just listening, but praying. Because this broadcast was designed for people to pray with me, to set themselves in agreement with me. Because I know that when we pray, incredible things happen. From time to time, I have people on here that I feel led of the Holy Spirit to have, not just somebody that I just pick out of the blue, pie in the sky, but somebody that I feel that needs to talk with us about certain things, and then always concluding with prayer. And so, and then I have songs, I have music that accompany what I'm praying about, what the Holy Ghost has put in my heart. And we're just going to pray today. Father, we pray the will of God be done in this prayer service today here on BPN Radio as we seek your face in Jesus' name. And not your hand, but we seek your face and we declare, Lord, we need you. We desperately need you. America needs you. We are a backslidden nation, and we repent for the sins of our nation. We repent, O God, for our carelessness, our prayerlessness, our perversion. In Jesus' name, God, help us to turn away from sin and turn back to you. In Jesus' name, forgive us of our sins and forgive our nation. While Daniel, the Bible said, while Daniel was repenting of his sins and the sins of his nation, forgive us, O God. In Jesus' name, we repent of our sins, and may we as Christians turn back to you. May we sober up. May we awaken out of our sleep and slumber. May, O God, we not be like the five foolish virgins whose lamps had gone out because there was no oil. There was no oil of the Holy Spirit. Fill us, O God, we pray today as Christians in Jesus' name, and anoint this broadcast and bless this broadcast in Jesus' name. I woke up this morning with a song in my spirit that was written and sung by a friend of mine who's now in heaven. He blessed so many people with his music. And I want him to sing because today I'm thinking about Calvary. I'm thinking about the cross. And everything must be focused on the cross. It cannot be focused on us. It cannot be focused on our accomplishments. But it must be focused on the cross. And so Rusty Goodman is going to sing. Rusty was a friend of mine, and he has gone to heaven now. But he wrote some great songs. And this is the song that I'm thinking about today because of Calvary. And I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, here on BPN Radio, that I'm thankful for the cross. On the cross where Jesus bled and died, where he suffered, where he gave his life, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross and giving your life, how you suffered there. And I thank you, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross that we might have not just life here on this earth, but we might have eternal life. So I want Rusty Goodman to sing, and then I'm going to have Deborah Davenport on the phone. We're going to pray together, and trust that you'll be praying with us. Here's Rusty Goodman to sing.
The day I found the cross. where Jesus died, and because of Calvary, I'll never be the same again. I found a joy I never thought could ever be. He took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again, and oh, what a change there's been. Because of Calvary, when my heart is sad and growing weary, I journey in my mind back to Calvary, and I kneel beneath its flow that washes white as snow, and I find new strength away for me. It's because of Calvary I'll never be the same again. I found a joy I never thought could be. Took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again, and oh, what a change there's been. I know my life will never be the same again.
Well, it's a privilege to have on this Saturday here on BPN Radio our good friend Deborah Davenport. And Deborah and her husband Brian have been Gene and I's friends for many, many years. And I know that Deborah loves to pray, and she is a very vital part of our ministry, very vital part of Breakout Prayer Network. I believe for every man, his chief intercessor should be his wife, but I'm thankful for others that come along beside us, and one of those is Deborah Davenport, and she's been on the broadcast several times, and we just love to get together and pray. And so I know that Deborah has a wonderful gift of intercession. There are many different types of prayer, and there's the prayer of petition, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of travail, the prayer of prevail, the prayer of communion, and then there is the prayer of intercession. And that is where God calls people into their prayer closet in the middle of the night, middle of the day, whenever it may be, to pray on behalf of a person, a nation, or what have you. And I know that Deborah's a true intercessor, and it's good to have you back on BPN today.
Thank you, Dale. It's a privilege always.
And we're going to pray today, and people know people know by now that we value praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. And I know that that is a turnoff to a lot of people. And we certainly are not here on BPN Radio to try to offend anybody. But I do know that it's high time that we come out declaring what we are for or what we are against. And we know that these are days when God is raising up intercessors in this nation as we see the rise of demonic forces coming against our land, as we see the carelessness of Christians, as we see the slumber of Christians. We know more than ever before that we need intercession. And so I want us to pray together, and you can just, you know, this of course, is a very unrehearsed broadcast, and I've just got you on the phone, and we're going to pray together, and you can just start praying. I'll set myself in agreement. I know that you said that during the night the Holy Spirit has woke you up, and however the Holy Spirit leads us, we'll just pray, and I know there's people here on this Saturday on BPN that they're going to just join right in with us. They're just going to, when you start praying, we start praying, then I know they're just going to start praying with us. So if you're ready, you can just start praying.
All right. Oh, Shama, Harabatsikele Mostonteba. Father, we praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your holy name.
Yes, we do.
You are so worthy of our praise.
Yes, you are.
We join with you, with your will, your purpose, and your plan.
Yes.
Father, for this nation, this world, for your people all over the earth. Father,
yes.
For your people to rise up,
yes,
to
Lord.
Wake up, to hear your voice,
yes.
To hear the trumpet, Father. I thank you. I heard the trumpet in the night season blowing, Father. I heard you calling for your bride to wake up. There is an urgency. I hear the urgency, Father.
Yeah.
I feel the urgency in your heart, Almighty God, for your people to rise up. To pray, to intercede before the things of destruction come. To pray for Israel, Father.
Yes.
To pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father.
That's right.
To pray for the nations of the world, for the mighty men and women and youth to rise up in every nation, Father. To build up the hedge, to build up the walls that have been broken down, rehang the gates that have been burned, Father.
I thank you,
Father. You were speaking to me about walls. Sataba, the enemy understands walls. Shikula Mosantaba Sandianta. Jericho had walls, but by the power of God and the trumpet in the mouth of God's mighty men, that wall fell. Not by the hand of men, but by the hand of God, the word of God, the breath of God being blown through the mouth of mere men. I heard you speaking Isaiah 57:14. Build up. Prepare the way.
Yes.
Remove the stumbling block out of the way of my people.
Yes.
Remove every obstacle out of the way of my people. God cares.
The stumbling blocks.
Kodiya Sandarata.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somba Asarabadyanda. Pastors, rise up and remove the stumbling blocks out of the way of his people.
Yes.
Be a friend of God. Shomahada, he's called you to be his friend. Shonim Asarabada, a friend of the bridegroom who removes the obstacles from the people. Through prayer and intercession and seeking his face. Shamahati Basukiriandasbasa.
Yes, Lord.
Seek his face. Listen for his voice of instruction.
Yes.
He loves his bride. Shoma ekeshta basandiata. Zotitele mishtika busondiata bariantaraba. He is not willing that any should perish. He desires that we be prepared. We be prepared. No man will receive the glory. The glory belongs only to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
That's right.
He is raising each one of us up in the name of Jesus to be a nameless, faceless, raceless, genderless, ageless tribe.
Yes.
With signs and wonders following us wherever we go. Every member of the body of Christ, the church, should be out performing signs and wonders and miracles wherever we go, wherever we are. Just be ready. Be ready for the day when the power of God comes. Be willing. Be ready. Be submitted. Somba asandaba. Be prepared in the secret place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sanda.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Be prepared.
Yes.
So be looking for the glory, for the glory, for the glory of God, for the glory of God.
Yes.
So I'm a cry for the glory of God.
Yes.
Yes. Cry for the glory of God in our homes. Cry for the glory of God in our churches.
Yes.
Cry for the glory of God in the capitals of each state and of this nation.
Amen.
Cry out for the glory of God to come.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, cry for the glory of God to come and undo us.
Yes.
To bring the gift of repentance. Shema Hariata Sonda Bata. Shonda Bakariatara Kasitaba. Oh, Sonda Bakariara Batanda. Repentance does not come through eloquent, wise preaching. Shoma Hariataraba. Repentance, the gift of repentance comes when the glory of God is manifest.
Oh, that's right.
In and among us.
Yes.
Shoma Hariataraba. We will all be undone in the presence of our King.
That's
and
right.
Oh, we want to be undone.
Yes,
we want to be undone.
Yes, we do.
Sokoraba Santiata. We are tired and sick of powerless. Powerlessness in our in and amongst the people of God. Father, send your glory, O God. Send your glory. Pour out your glory. Let tomorrow, Sunday, be a day when we can all say, this day is the day. We mark it down.
Yes.
This day is the day.
Yes.
February 8th, 2015.
Yes.
That the glory of God came in among us manifested himself, and we were undone.
Undone.
The glory of the Lord undid us and caused us to fall like dead men.
Yes.
And to be drunken not in the wine of this world.
That's right.
But in the glorious wine of your presence.
That's right.
Pour in the oil and the wine.
Oil and the wine. Yes, Lord.
Oh, pour God. It out. Pour it out. Pour it out. Holy God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We praise you. Holy God.
Thank you,
we ask for you to show up.
Thank you, Jesus.
You to show up in the pulpit.
That's right.
You to show up in the praises
That's
of
right.
your people. You to show up. And flow out.
Oh, God.
To flow out from the churches. To flow out.
That's right.
And consume the neighborhood.
Yes.
To flow out in the name of Jesus. To flow out, to pour out and affect. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
As I read about the things that happened, even with Maria. Woodsworth Etter and many like her, the outpourings, the things that happen, Father. Surely, surely, God, in these end times, there is so much more. And this time, it won't be through one person.
That's
it won't be through through famous people.
That's right.
But, oh, Lord, it will be through all of your body.
Mm-hmm.
All of your body.
Yeah.
And they'll say, who was that? Well, we don't know, but it was Jesus. It was Jesus. Showed up.
That's right.
Jesus showed
yes.
up.
Yes.
It's not about my name
That's
or
right.
your name.
That's right.
It's about his name.
His name.
Holy God, the name of Jesus that is Thank above you, Lord. Every name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy. All power, all glory, all honor belong to you, O my
That's
King.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I just set myself in agreement with Deborah Davenport today as we intercede in Jesus' name. And Lord, we set ourselves in agreement for this intercession. And we ask, Holy Ghost, that you raise up intercessors who will pray for the body of Christ, the body of Christ that has been wounded, the body of Christ that is asleep. And we particularly pray for the head, for the leadership. Lord, so many pastors have become, they become administrators. And Lord, in the book of Acts, the Bible says that the men said, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. And then the church began to grow, began to explode.
Yeah.
And Lord, we pray for shepherds. We pray for pastors today that have been distracted. Many of them have no prayer life, and their main assignment is to be the administrator of the church and to try to settle problems or to give counsel, not just from a spiritual standpoint, but maybe even from a secular standpoint. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that shepherds, leaders would go back to the prayer closet and they would begin to spend their time with prayer and the ministry of the word, and the intercessors in the church would pray for their pastor, their shepherd who is under attack. Because when the shepherd is smitten, the Bible says the sheep will flee, they will scatter. We pray for pastors and leaders in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, for intercessors to begin to share what they're hearing in the closet with the pastors. The prophet in the house begin to share, and the prophet begins to declare, to decree what the intercessors are hearing. And as they work as one together, Lord, I pray that you would heal the body of Christ. And I set myself in agreement with Deborah concerning repentance, Lord, in Jesus' name, that the church would sober up and not be drunk on wine where is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit. And I set myself in agreement, Lord, the glory of God coming back to the church in the name of Jesus. And the fire of God and the power of God, but most of all, the glory of God. And I discern, Lord, that you're looking for places that you can make deposits of your glory. And your glory is not just going to come for people that's not looking for it. We must have our heads up. We must be looking. We must be longing. We must be hungry, and we must be thirsty. And I was sharing, I've been ministering in Austin every Wednesday night, revival service, and Deborah, I was sharing how when the revival came in the 90s, that's when Gene and I got acquainted with you and Brian, and revival came, and the thing that marked those extended meetings where we were praying day and night and meeting together, the thing that marked those meetings was hunger and thirst. Jesus said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. And, you know, in those days, pastors were calling me up and saying, when can you come? I remember I can still hear one pastor saying, Dale, I am so hungry for God. Would you please come and pray with our church, minister in our church? And I hadn't been hearing that sound, but I believe we're going to hear it again, Deborah. I want you just, let's just pray. Let's intercede for hunger and thirst. Just help me pray right now.
Father, I thank you for those that hunger and thirst for your righteousness, for your presence. for your glory. You hear the cries, Father. You hear the cries of the pastors, of the intercessors.
Yes.
You hear the cries of your people,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
And
yes.
You will satisfy.
Yes.
You satisfy.
Yes.
You satisfy. You are the one who satisfies. You're the one who stirs us up to
That's
be
right.
hungry.
That's right.
You want us to be hungry. You want us. You desire us even more than we desire you.
That's right,
you
Lord.
Desire to pour your,
right, Holy
your glory out upon us.
Yeah.
Father, you are just waiting for us to be hungry enough. I'm getting a picture of a baby, a mother who is needing to nurse that baby, but she has to wait for that baby to cry, to cry out of hunger.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, make us little babies who are healthy enough to cry out for the outpouring of your graciousness, of your glory. Oh, Father, I thank you. I worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
I worship you that you are working. You are working through us.
That's
you
right.
are drawing us.
Yes, you,
you
are.
You are drawing us. You are wooing us.
Thank
you. We appreciate you, Father. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Father.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We long for you.
Yes, we do.
We long for more of you. We long for your presence.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We thank you for teaching and preaching the word. But, Father, in this nation, if the preaching of the word could have saved us and caused us all to be full of you and empowered to walk in your ways, it would have happened.
Yeah.
So there's something more we need.
Yes,
we need you.
Yes,
we need you. We need your power.
Yes, we do.
We need your help, helper.
Thank you, Lord.
We need your power. We need demonstration of your power.
That's right.
And your glory.
That's right.
And your word, Father. We need your word in power.
Yes.
We cry out to you. We cry out to you, Father.
Yes, yes.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you for making us hungry. Thank you for making us thirsty.
That's right.
We thank you, Father.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
Create a hunger. Create a thirst. In Jesus' name.
We thirst for you.
Yes, we do. We long for you.
We
long for you, Lord. We long for you. Lord, I set myself in agreement with Deborah in Jesus' name. We long for your presence. We long for your presence in Jesus' name. And Lord, we call those no names out of obscurity to come and preach. They don't need an introduction to come and preach and to pray and to prophesy in Jesus' name. And Lord, help us to realize, Lord, that we need each other, that this is a day of team ministry. Even here on BPN Radio, I know there's times when I need to pray, and then there's times I need some people to sing some prayers and sing some songs that correspond with whatever we're praying. So it's music and prayer together. I know, Lord, that you've called the church leaders and the intercessors to work together, but we know that a wedge has been driven because of Jezebel spirits that begin to rise in the church, and they, instead of speaking to the pastors or the leaders, they begin to try to talk to the church directly. And because of that, a wedge was driven, and now many pastors think that the intercessors are their enemies, and that is an attack of the devil. But I pray once again that you would unite the leadership of the church, the pastors of the church, with the true intercessors, the people that are in their prayer closet praying for them, interceding for them, just as Anna was in the temple, and she was there day and night, which represents the prayer of intercession. We know that one woman can't pray day and night, but we know that she represented a group of intercessors who were there praying day and night. And so I know that you are calling the intercessors and the leaders to work together. And I believe in Jesus' name, I set myself in agreement with Deborah that people that are trying to exploit the gospel by building up their kingdom and making sure their name is known and making sure that their resume is talked about before they ever speak. Lord, I know that this group of people sad to say, going to sit down, and every one of us, even myself or whoever it may be that wants to promote themselves, will sit down. But Lord, you're going to stand up. You're going to stand up. And let's just call for them, Deborah. Let's call these people out of obscurity, these no names, to stand up. And those that value the presence of God, and those that have a word from God, those that have a fresh oil, and that they would begin to rise and declare the word of the Lord, regardless of their age. I know that I'd said, I want people from 14 to 24 to be a part of Young Preachers International. And your husband Brian said, well, I know a lot of people younger. In fact, I had Dr. Larry Martin yesterday or the day before. He said his pastor started preaching when he was 8 years old. So I stand corrected. So I don't know. I believe that, the Bible said little children shall lead them. So I don't know what age kids or young people are going to start standing up and preaching and declaring the word of the Lord. But we're about to see some amazing things, and you pray about it, and I'll set myself in agreement.
Father, I thank you. I call the nameless, faceless, ageless, raceless tribe of those that are still in obscurity, Lord, that you would raise them up.
Raise them up,
that
Lord.
You would give them confidence, not in themselves. You would give them boldness, not of themselves. But their confidence is in you. Their boldness is by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I declare that they should open their mouths and you will fill it.
Yes, Lord.
I declare that these people shall open their mouths and you will fill it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the pastors, Father, to fear not. To fear not.
That's right.
For he has
That's
called
right.
you. The Lord God has called you.
Yes, yes.
You are his servant. He has chosen you and not rejected you.
That's right.
Do not fear.
That's right.
Because the Lord God is with you.
Yes.
Do not anxiously look about you.
That's right.
For the Lord God is with you, and he will strengthen you, and he will give you wisdom and insight and understanding. If you will trust in him with all your heart, he will uphold you with his righteous right hand.
Right.
I believe Jesus is coming back to his church.
Yes.
And he is about to turn the tables of the money changers
over.
He has the whip in his hand.
Yep.
It is not for out of anger.
No.
It is anger at the enemy for coming in and taking his people captive.
That's right.
The Spirit of the Lord is not angry with his people. He is angry with the enemy
That's
who
right.
has come in and tried to steal the heart of the bride away.
That's right.
Hear the word of the Lord through whomever it comes through.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, don't let your people seek fame and recognition.
Right.
Oh, God,
right.
may it never be. Shema Hariya Santaba. Salaba Sondaba Tiantaba. Sontia Taraba Santiata. Solian Taraba. For their own good, Lord, those who are seeking to raise up their name or their ministry, Lord, sit them down and make them be quiet.
That's right.
For a space and time for repentance, Father.
I agree.
And raise up those who are full of your Spirit.
Oh, God.
Who will not take the glory for themselves, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Give the pastors and the leaders and the elders discernment, Father. Discernment by your spirit, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
To see who the glory of God is on. Shema Hadabiya Sunsaba. Some may have to be called out. Shabahadiya, I break the spirit of timidity off of you in the name of
Jesus.
That's
right.
The spirit of fear off of you in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Shamahadiya Santaba. God has not given the church a spirit of fear.
That's right.
But of love and power and a sound mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shomahodiya Santaba Ka Santiya Puriya Santaba Sariyata.
I set myself in agreement right now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for every shepherd, every pastor that goes to the podium tomorrow, that they will have something to say. And if they don't have anything to say, may they say, I don't have anything to say. And would you pray for me, or let's pray together in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for every shepherd. They'll have something to say. And if they don't have anything to say, they will say, I don't have anything to say. Please pray for me. And may the congregation begin to pray for their shepherd. May they begin to pray together. And there may be someone out of the congregation that would rise up and say, I believe the Lord has put something in my heart today. I believe I have a word from God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would radically transform the church in Jesus' name. And may every man of woman of God that stands behind the podium, may they have something to say. May they come with a word from God for their church, for people. People are sitting in the congregation tomorrow. They will be sitting who are desperately in need of prayer. They come, their homes broken, their business on the verge of bankruptcy, their lives torn. They've lost their job. In Jesus' name, I pray. With a man this week who lost his job after 18 years with a company. They came in and terminated him in one day. He was devastated. Lord, there's that kind of people that sit in congregations. They'll be there tomorrow. And they need a word from God. They don't need a word from a Reader's Digest magazine. They don't need a motivational speech, oh God. They need a word from God. They need to hear from God. They need the man or woman of God to say something. That their lives will be changed because they're desperate. There may be those that want to take their own life. And they're saying when they go to church tomorrow, this is going to be my last Sunday. I'm not coming back to church. I don't know what people are facing. But, oh, God, I know that in the church tomorrow, there will be people out there. Sheep that need the voice of the Lord to speak through their shepherd. And I pray in Jesus' name that it will happen in the name of Jesus. I set myself in agreement with Deborah that we've heard a lot of sermons. If sermons would have saved our nation, we would have been saved long ago. But we need a word from you, oh God. We need a word from the Lord. We need to hear the voice of the Lord, and we need the glory of God and the presence of God. Eramando robo ute nandribriata. We set ourselves in agreement now. For the church, for the church services. Mandribriata. And Lord, I ask that you forgive churches for setting a clock and saying in 60 minutes we will be out of here. They designate 12 minutes for worship and 3 minutes for announcements, and they designate 13 minutes for a sermon, and they say if anybody needs prayer, you can go across the hall or to the back of the building, and people leave, and they leave empty and dry and unfulfilled. My God, help us today. God, we need you. The church needs to be revived. Breathe on us again, oh God, and fill us with your spirit. Fill us with your power. And I pray, oh God, I pray, oh God, right now for people that need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Maybe you don't have a prayer language, but I believe that I believe it's so important. Deborah, why don't you just pray? Why don't you just pray for people that have not received the Holy Ghost? It's good to have Deborah Davenport praying with me today, wonderful friend of Gene and I. And we're just praying together. I believe there's people out there just feel led of the Spirit of God that need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You can just pray for them right now. I believe they can receive it wherever they are at today.
Father, first of all, I ask you, put a desire in those who you, I know you want everyone to have a heavenly language, Father. I ask you for those that for whatever reason have closed their heart and their mind to that, that you would open their heart and give them that holy desire to commune with you, to speak with you in an unknown tongue, Father. That you would baptize them in your Spirit, Father. That you would pour out your Spirit within them. That the fire of God, the unction of God, would be shut up in their bones. And they would understand as that rises up. I don't have the words in English to say. I can't stop this. Oh my goodness. I can't speak it to this because it's so awesome. I shake a bossandi hadia tonti tabashtaba. Ishtondi basarabati andarabakareata sanda. Ishtomba. I have to declare the glory and the mercy of God. I don't have the words in English. Oh, shamahariata. It's a love language. It is the love language. It's that language of the love of God's heart flowing in us and through us and out of us. It's a beautiful dance with the Holy Spirit. Desire the things of God. Everything you have, God, everything you have. We want you. We want more of you. We want everything of you that we can have. You are not holding anything back. You withhold no good thing from us, Lord. We appreciate you, Father. I bless that one who is desiring today, who is desiring your language and seems to be struggling. Oh, just let go. It is not a struggle. Father does not want you to struggle. He wants you to just surrender and receive. Just surrender and receive. Just open your mouth and he'll do it. It might just be one sound or one syllable to begin with. Because when a baby learns to talk, it just begins by making sounds and babbling. It's listened to its parents, and it wants to try. That's how it began for me. Just a little here and a little there.
Yeah.
And the more I began to say what I had, the more rich and full the prayer language became. Thank you for your drawing and your
Lord.
Word, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
I set myself in agreement, Lord, with Deborah, for people to be baptized in your Spirit. Lord, we know that you said that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I just pray for people. It starts right down in your belly. It cannot start in your mind because your mind cannot comprehend that. Your mind will war against that. But it will come right out of your belly, and it will start right in your belly, and it will come up to your mouth. And you just open your mouth and you speak that, whatever the Holy Spirit has put inside of you. And I agree in Jesus' name that God wants to baptize people in the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, a demonstration of the glory of God. In Jesus' name, Lord, you want to demonstrate your power. And Lord, we know that praying in the Spirit is such a powerful thing. Even when two people get together, if all they do is just pray in the Holy Ghost, Lord, we know that there's incredible things that begins to be prayed in the realm of the Spirit. And Lord, I know that there are so many churches today that will not allow anyone to speak in tongues during a service, and people don't even know what that is about. Even charismatic churches, Pentecostal churches, what we'd call full gospel churches, they will not allow it. But Lord, I believe that there is a corporate sound that can come in praying in tongues, that we should not be ashamed of that, but it produces a new dynamic. And I pray that pastors will not be afraid to say, now as a congregation, we're going to pray in the Spirit, or we're going to sing in the Spirit. Oh my God. And as we pray in the Spirit, as we sing in the Spirit, it releases a dynamic. And I break, as Deborah prayed a few moments ago, I break the spirit of fear upon pastors and church leaders saying, oh, we don't want to offend anybody. No, we want to welcome the Holy Ghost. We might offend a person, but we do not want to offend the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I know that there is, everything is in orderly fashion, but there's an order about us as a corporate body praying in the Spirit and singing in the Spirit, singing with the understanding and singing with the Spirit. So we just pray right now in Jesus' name that people that are listening will be baptized in the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost. Just say, Jesus, I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized. And you may say, well, when I got saved, I received the Holy Spirit. We're not refuting that at all. But there is a baptism. There is an overflow. Hallelujah. And we just say, receive it right now. Just say, Lord, I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. It will come right up out of your belly. It will come to your mouth. And you can just begin to speak that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just raise your hands and receive the Holy Ghost. Be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baptize the church in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, may the church tomorrow be baptized in the Holy Ghost. May the whole church break out in speaking in tongues and singing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, come, Holy Ghost. May pastors stand up tomorrow and say, we welcome the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Welcome the Holy Spirit. And Lord, may there be an outburst, an outbreak. Hallelujah. Of the glory of God, the manifested presence of God. Hallelujah. A demonstration, a clear demonstration. I heard the Holy Ghost say the other night, a clear demonstration of the glory of God and signs and wonders and miracles. People hungering for God, a spirit of travail breaking out in the church, people weeping and wailing for God, repentance, hallelujah, coming to Jesus. Lord, give us come to Jesus services tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I agree.
Ah, Kishoriki.
Yes.
Kibrondo shikuta la brise and the shikita de briete. Masamandota la brite shikata la briete. Mandra bro kubo shimete shikata bakata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Torbo shikuta la briete. Oh God, your presence tomorrow. Your presence tomorrow in the churches all across America. Here shera brota la maro cura manda le bri. La manda la brota le bri cara brota le beke.
Gende bogi dandi che le incanti.
Ori bisce curi bacuri beke. Ribashiki, the brocuta la branda. Tribushakuta la brota, sikata baka. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Korabushoto, ribike. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Holy
Master.
Thank
you. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah, for praying with us today. Deborah Davenport. Jean and I's friends, her husband Brian. I know there's a praying army that I know that you guys are involved in, and you want to just say a little word about the praying army and how people can get involved.
Okay, there is a website that you can go to. It's www.thepraingarmy.org, and it will give you a phone number that you can call and an access code if you desire to pray. It's Central Time, 5:42 in the morning, a.m., every morning except Sunday morning. And it's also just started on the West Coast at 5:42 Pacific Time. So if you'd like to join in, it's we have every tribe and tongue. There are Africans, Hispanics, our brothers from Nigeria. They are mighty warring prayers. And then those of us here in the United States, we just get together, and there's a prayer leader that leads every day. It's a different person every day. And there are blessings at the end that, if nothing else, it is worth hearing these blessings come towards you and your home every day. And it's energizing to gather together with a bunch of nameless, faceless, raceless, ageless tribe of people who are praying for the kingdom of God to come in this earth and the will of God to be done for our nation and the nations of the world. And so if you're interested, go to www.thepraingarmy.org.
That's
and
great.
It will direct you from there.
That's great, Deborah. I fully endorse the Praying Army. I've had the privilege of leading prayer two or three times there from 5:42 to 6:42. That is wonderful. Thank you for being on today, Deborah. We're going to keep praying because I believe that we are a force in the earth when we pray, and we're making a difference. Thank you for being on. God bless you. We love you guys.
Love you too, you and Jean. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we want to thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. Appreciate Deborah Davenport, intercessor, being on with us as we've been interceding today. Trust that you've been blessed, and We'll be back tomorrow at the same time here on BPN Radio. And this is Dale Gentry saying, you have a wonderful day. May God bless you. Your steps are ordered by the Lord, and all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. God bless you for being a part of BPN today. See you tomorrow at the same time or anytime.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.